We're joined by Grant Smithies with his eclectic Friday music selection. Kia ora, Grant.
Oh, yes. Yeah, veering around all over the place from London to back to Auckland to back to London to, you know, and all from my my manky little record shack down here in Nelson. So apologies in advance for my for the crap phone line. But anyway, hopefully the music will make up for that broadcast in slightly higher fidelity.
We'll be fine, Grant. You're starting with UK producer. I guess people would know this artist as Joy Orbison.
Yeah, Joy Orbison been producing sort of 12-inch singles and things for over a decade, often more sort of raucous, club-friendly behaviour than this current record, which is called Still Slipping Volume 1, which is the first full-length LP 12 years after his debut 12-inch. His real name is Peter O'Grady, Londoner. You know, this album was strapped together during the COVID-19 lockdowns in London, where he was communicating with his family only via FaceTime. So there's scattered through the record, there's a heap of vocal samples, snippets taken from that, and it brings this sort of lovely feeling of whānau to the work. Really, he's like, you know, which drifts on through it anyway. Like, his uncle is legendary UK jungle producer Ray Keith. The cover of the record's a portrait of his cousin Leanne, who introduced him to dance music at an early age. You know, you can hear, you know, it's sort of like bringing his family into the room. You can hear his sister blathering about going out and drinking cocktails. His dad talks to him about sort of the fashion associated with mod culture in the early days. His auntie Helen shows up. There's a bit I like a lot, particularly poignant clip, I reckon, where his mum phones up for one of those conversations where someone in your family feels obliged to say something positive about some aspect of your creative output they don't particularly understand. So they're looking for, you know, anything that might work. And she says something like, "Oh, that last tune you made was really good. It had something you could latch onto in it. Not a melody so much, but something you could almost hum along to, you know." There's something quite lovely about it. But anyway, let's whip into a tune. They veer around. O'Grady himself calls it a soul record. So it's a sort of mixtape of his influences alongside his family. There's melancholy house things, bits of two-step garage, 80s post-punk, you know, glitchy ambient electronic music all finds its place. But let's start off with a song where he gets some vocals in from South London poet and spoken word artist James Messiah's on this sort of two-steppy garage thing. This is called Swag with Cab.
Yeah. Crackin' jungle, jazz and brown, house and ecstasy, CK and whatever I play, what did Raskett say, go DJ, I and I ain't had too much play all May, in my arse at least, you should kiss it sometime, let me know how it tastes, what can I say, I was raised on grime, ain't had a rinse in time, been listening to too much rock, the devil and the Christian kind, all move like they're smoking ting, rocks, I thought we just sold them, didn't know we smoked them, until the word was spoken. Fall. Fall.
Laugh out loud, you've got to laugh. What else can you do on a fucking Saturday night? It's fucking, oh God, it's just lockdown business, do you know what I mean? So, yeah, so I thought
I'd... Here we go.
I didn't realise there was quite so much swearing at the end, but there you go. There's his mum bemoaning the lockdown. And, I love this sort of melancholy vibe of the sample looped vocal through that and the rap at the start. It's a great thing, I think.
I was feeling quite relaxed until the language at the end.
The mark crashed in. Yeah. Well, usually when you're sort of downloading these things, it tells you if they've got explicit bits, but obviously it didn't on that one. So there you go. But, great thing, I think. We'll play another tune to give you an idea of the range of what goes on in there. This is more of a sort of slightly downcast house tunes, and the vocals this time are from a London-based French-Caribbean musician and producer called Leia Sen, who usually sings more acoustic songs, but obviously Peter O'Grady had heard her and loved what she did, and she's contributed the vocal line that runs through this. This is called Better.
There we go, Joy Orbison.
Yeah, it's from the album Still Slipping, Volume 1. Great thing, I reckon. I like it a lot.
Right, next up, someone rather different.
Yeah, Little Sims, who you would have... you earlier in the week, I think, were talking to Yad Nassour, who played a different tune off this record.
Indeed.
Sort of a great record of the moment. I think Charlotte Ryan might even going to be having another look at it later in the week, so I won't tell you too much about it. But deeply significant album for right now. I think it's called Sometimes I Be Introvert. She's a London rapper, singer and actress of Yoruba heritage, parents from Nigeria, called Simbiatu Ajakawo. And some people would know her as well from acting as Shelley in Top Boy on TV, which was just an ace role. She was fantastic in that. But she's, yeah, this is her fourth album, Sometimes I Be Introvert, which spells Simbi, which is what her mates call her. She's born in Islington. Began this record before the lockdown in LA, finished it off later in the year. It's sort of produced by Inflow, who's a great British producer who produces a bunch of the soul records. And I like it a lot. The only thing that lets me the thing down for me is she's chosen to have a whole lot of little snippets through it, voiced by the woman who played Princess Diana in The Crown. Which is weird because you've got all these lyrics about, you know, songs where she talks about racism and class injustices and patriarchal oppression and so on. And then you've got this posh voice reading out little, you know, funny wee things where she's giving her advice or something. I don't know. Those bits are worth skipping, but the rest of the record is dangerously great, I think. But anyway, let's whip into a tune. Here's one that's it's worth going and having a look at the YouTube video for this, which is spectacular and shot in Nigeria. It features Obongjaya, who's a Nigerian poet and musician based in London, singing the chorus lines as well. This is Point and Kill.
I do as I want, I do as I like, I know what to face, I no fear nobody, nobody. I do as I want, I do as I like, I know what to face, I no fear nobody, nobody. Point and kill, if I want it, it's mine, you can't stop me, hey.
Family no go so far, they be fine doing proper, no lie lie, give me strength, let me prosper. Daddy say you want me to be lawyer, be doctor, riff raff, kitty gun, window shopper. Oh yeah, fine boy, take away auntie, bougie, ile, oh I fancy when I see a type.
Point and kill, if I want it, it's mine, you can't stop me, hey, you can't stop me, oh.
Stop me, huh?
can't stop me, oh, you can't stop me.
One thing kill.
You can't stop me, oh, you can't stop me.
One thing kill.
You can't stop me, oh, you can't stop me.
One thing kill.
You can't stop me, oh, you can't stop me.
Lil Sims from the album Sometimes I Be Introvert, Point and Kill, song about not letting people get in the way between you and your ambitions. Great thing, I reckon. I love the way they sort of hold those fantastic sort of Afrobeat horns to the last, you know, the last quarter of the tune. Just a marvellous thing. As is this next bit, which is us whipping back to Aotearoa now for a song by Stinky Jim, whose real name is Jim Pinkney. He's a producer, writer, broadcaster, best known for a lot of people in Auckland, anyway, for his influential Stinky Groove show that's been on BFM for 30 years. So a tastemaker of long standing, you know, and would have introduced a lot of people to the premier end of reggae, dancehall, adventurous electronic music over the years, along with all sorts of, you know, bass heavy, other styles of music from around the globe. He was also the music editor at Planet Magazine and a music reviewer and interviewer for The Listener and Rip It Up and Real Groove and such, and set up a label called Roundtrip Mars in 1999, which introduced a bunch of fascinating characters like SJD to a wider audience. I always really appreciated him, though, for I remember during that period where every second producer was sticking a boring sampled hip-hop beat under a few horns and chucking some echo on it during that so-called trip-hop era. Jim always had a healthy disdain for those sort of weak tunes, and he would play instrumental music with similar tempos that were just straight-up mind-blowers. And he was also performing, of course, in Unitone Hi-Fi with Joost Langfeldt and Angus McNaughton and Phase 5, and you know, so he's been involved as a musician for years too, but this solo album, I think, is a ripper. Instrumental, apart from samples that drift through it, it's called It's Not What It Sounds Like. It was, you know, released last Friday. You won't find it on Spotify because, like a lot of musicians who feel ripped off by the crappy returns that Spotify pays, Jim boycotts that streaming platform, but you can go and have a listen to it or buy it on Bandcamp, and you should, because it's a ripper, full of sort of hefty bass grooves, you know, and interesting arrangements and such. That the song we're about to hear is, it's sort of the title is a cunning reference to a Philly soul and disco derived sort of driving hi-hat drum sound that was huge in Jamaica in the mid-70s. Called Flying Cymbals, popularized by Santa Davis from the Aggravators. So Bunny Lee was the producer, and this is called Frying Cymbals instead, and it's a ripper. I'll leave you with this. This will perk you up.
Cheers, Grant.
Let's go.
And that's Frying Cymbals by Stinky Jim, the last pick of Grant Smithies.